Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and we getting that spiritual feeding on. If you're hungry for the word of God, say amen. Say it again. Now say it one more time. That's what I'm talking about. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's tuned in live with me this morning, this afternoon. You getting your coffee on, or you getting your McDonald's lunch going on. I'm just so thankful that you're here with me today, because you could have been anywhere else, baby. Now, this week we're talking about friendship. We had such a fantastic show yesterday that I had to extend it another hour, and I just want to say, you know what, thank you, God. The praises go to the Lord, to the Lord. And so many times, you know, we be caught up in the world that we forget to put God first. You know, a lot of times God take the back burner in our daily activities. But it ain't got to necessarily be that way. But you know what's so crazy about it? We have a friend in Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to just have a friend in Jesus, to know that we have a God that loves us no matter what? I want to read a scripture to you guys this morning, and it's coming out of the book of James, James 4:4. It says, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." And that's chapter 4, verse 4, and we're talking about friendship. Now, we talked about yesterday about, you know, who are your friends, and considering, you know, who's your friends in the end. We call people our friends all the time, but it's not until things hit the fan and until trouble comes along that we see that every man is for himself. But you know what? I can remember when, you know, I could party with the best of them, man. You know, I could go out late and just hang like it was nothing to do, like it was nothing else to do. The clubs, they always offer, you know, loud and exciting music. I had the alcohol and a variety of people. You know, I took pride in introducing others to my world of fun. You know, I had fun, you know, and took pride and say, "Girl, come to this club with me, come rock with me," and be jumping, the music be pumping, you know, the ballers in there, you know, I took pride. You know, that was a life of those, you know, those. And, you know, it's just crazy because I just seen a scene in my mind, but that was a life of those, and that was the days for me. You know, those were the days, not a care in the world I had, man. And not to mention, you know, I was friends with the world and all it had to offer me for many years. Many years I ran in the world, you know, and I'm not perfect on a day. And I say this a lot, I'm not perfect, but I am blessed. I am blessed, and I thank God for just continuing to bless me. And, you know, I thought the life of partying and, you know, dancing and drinking, you know, it was the way to live. And, you know, I didn't know otherwise, and I wasn't even trying to learn. All I knew is I'm going out, I'm getting my drink on, I'm getting my smoke on, I'm getting my dance on. And that was about, that was what it was all about for me, you know. I was like many others, enjoying life for the moment, not thinking about tomorrow or life on life terms with Christ. It really didn't bother me. I had a crew of people I was rolling with, and Christ was the last thing that was on my agenda. And the crazy thing about it, we'll be going to the club, and I'll be in the car. We'll be in the car like, "Lord, please let no weapons be formed against us. Please give us traveling mercies." We going out with our hooker boots on, going to get drunk and toe up and toe down and asking God to protect us. I didn't know befriending the world meant that I was the enemy of the Lord. I didn't know that at that time. I didn't know living in the world made me an enemy of God. And now I have learned that God desires to be my friend. You know, it is Him I come to and call on when the storms of life are coming against me. It's only Him. I know this because He helped me when I didn't even want His help. When I wanted to just be out in the streets, when I wanted to drink, when I wanted to smoke, when I wanted to get my freak on here and there, when I wanted to do what I wanted to do. He helped me when I didn't even want His help. And He will protect me now that I profess the love and I praise Him. He protected me then, but He protected me even more now because I profess my love for Him. So now with the question is asked, who do you love? You know, my response is Jesus, and that's my final answer. And that's what we're talking about on today. We're talking about friendship. All week we're going to be talking about friendship. And the topic is, what a friend that we have in Jesus. It's so important for us to know that. And y'all got to always remember that regardless of what you may experience in life, God's word is true. He will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. You need to know that. God will never leave you or forsake you. And I got this saying, you know, whether you drugging or bugging it out there, you fooling and booling out there in the streets, he still love you. Know that he considers you a friend, man. You know, a friendship with the Lord cannot compare to the friendship of any man or woman. God longs for you to desire him, to let him be your friend. But he won't force you. He's not going to force you to do that. The choice is yours. You are either his friend or you are either his enemy. And that's the final answer to that situation. I definitely want to get your opinions on this, about this situation. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give me your opinion. Tell me your story. Witness with me this morning. I was all on Twitter this morning talking about I'm praising in my pumps, y'all. I'm praising in my pumps with the Lord. You know, because if I can go all up in the club and drop it like it's hot with my pumps on, why I can't change up the game and praise the Lord in my pumps? I like how that sounds. I'm going to get that on a shirt. I'm praising the Lord in my pumps. I'm so thankful that God has brought me through. Me having my own emotions. Oh, this weed make me feel good. Oh, this drink make me feel good. You know, and a lot of us don't know weed and alcohol, it takes us to something so much deeper. So much deeper. We start to get curious because after a while, you're not going to get drunk no more. And you're not going to get high no more. That first one, you'll be chasing that first one for the rest of your life. I just want to get that first feeling back. I want to get that. I got high. When I smoked this weed one time, it had me dumb high. I need to go find it. When I sipped on that drink, it had me feeling right. I was grooving. Everything was perfect. I definitely want to hear y'all testimonies and check in with me on a live chat. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. And you can get up on the live chat with me, and we can definitely rock it out. If you got any questions or concerns, you know, you want to pray, I'm here. I'm with it. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. 323-532, how you doing? Good morning, and praise the Lord.
Yo, what it do, Diva Mary Kay? You know I got to rock with you, man, you know. this Mike Mitch.
Mike Mitch, how you doing? How you doing? What's going on? I'm so thank you. Oh, my God. Mike Mitch always bringing a smile to me because he's staying consistent with the show, man. You got me smiling while I'm praising in my pump. How wonderful is that? A pause for you, Mike Mitch. Oh, man.
Hey, you know, it's funny that you're on this friendship thing because, you know, throughout the years, you know, you have a gang of friends. When you're young, and then growing up, you really see who with you, you know. And then after a while, that group of 20 becomes a group of two. You know what I'm saying? like me and you, we friends now. You know what I'm saying? Off because of the kindred spirit. You know what I'm saying? You introduced me to something. You said, "Yo, check this out, and let's see if you like it." That's like what the Lord said. He said, "Come and taste me. See if I'm good." You'll see that I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Then once you have something good, that's what you want to keep. You want to keep tasting that good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God's saying. When you befriend someone, you know, you come visit them. You come spend time with them. You come hang with them. He's like, how can you call me a friend? But you don't even concern yourself with what I concern myself with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a burden for souls, but you don't. You know, I want to be able to feed my sheep, but you don't. How can you know what I'm saying? How can you want me to take care of your business, but you don't want to take care of mine? You know, and that's not what a friend is. Friend don't do that. Friends, you know, you like-minded, you think the same, you have kindred spirits, you want to do the same things that your friend does. And that's what God's saying when he said, you know, you become an enemy to me when you befriend the world. Because the world has no care about the kingdom. The world has no. It wants to kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the devil come to do. And when you befriend that, that's you might as well say, yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But to some people just may not see it like that, but it becomes that serious. You know what I'm saying?
And you definitely right about that. I like what you said, you know, as far as, you know, having a gang of 20 down to a two people. You look around like where everybody went.
Right.
You know, where did everybody go? And, you know, and out of that 20, it was two of them that was worshiping the Lord. How crazy
right.
is that?
Right.
Out of 20 people, it was two people that was worshiping the Lord and again, being like-minded. And people, and strong and good people, well, it ain't even about following somebody, but they will, at least you can lead somebody to something that's the righteousness of God. I don't want to lead nobody down into hell. You know, who really wants somebody to follow them to hell?
Right.
I mean, besides somebody that caught up in their own mess.
In their own mess.
You know, that you know, and they feeling something. Because a lot of times people get these demonic spirits on them. They mad. They want you to be mad. They miserable. They want you to be miserable. But you have to evaluate yourself. You got to evaluate yourself in what you're doing and how I was saying, you know, when I was out in the world, when I can get all dressed up, spend all this money here, done, nails done, everything done.
Yeah.
Oh, we going to the club.
Fancy out there. Yeah.
I'm fancy out there.
Yeah.
I'm getting fancy to go rock with the devil. I'm getting fancy to go sweat my front lace out. I'm getting fancy to go buy my own drinks, let somebody buy me a drink, and then leave from the club, get it in with a man that I don't know, and
right.
wake up the next morning, check out time.
Right.
He gone. He checking
right.
out too.
Right.
Not only did you check out a room, but a man just checked up out of you.
Right.
You know, and it's crazy. We get all fancy to go to the club or whatever the case may be, but we won't get fancy to go and praise the Lord.
Right. And then we try to cover it up by saying, oh, he Bible says, tell me, come as I am.
Yeah.
Tell me to come as I am. So I decided to come in my jeans and this, that, and the other. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, you know, we can go all out for the things that that don't matter. And then just be lackadaisical about the things that do matter. You know, so our priorities are backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just got to take that into consideration. Like, man, you know, God gave me his best. So why should I give him less than what he gave me? I should give him my best. You know, when somebody asked for some silver and gold, it was like, no, silver and gold, I have none of those. But these things I do have. You know what I'm saying? What you do have, you know, you got to use them to the best of your ability and make them work for you. You got to learn how to use what you got. And
And the most important thing and the most valuable thing that you have in your possession is prayer.
Exactly. That's your weapon.
That's your weapon. That's your weapon is prayer. And I know. Me and Mitch know prayer can change so many things. And it
right.
does. That's your weapon. That's how you stay against all odds, because you're going to get – it's going to be a bull burner. Emotionally, professionally, you know, just because you see somebody, you know, they got their stuff together and they riding and they in their Benz and they looking real good, they smelling real good, hair done, nails done, everything
right.
done, don't mean that they don't have no weapons being formed against them. And,
right.
and a lot of times, the weapons that be formed against them is the world, not even a lot of times, all the times, the weapons that's formed against you is worldly weapons. But is your armor strong enough? What's your armor looking like? Are you trying to fight the world? Yeah, are you trying to fight the world with your flesh?
Yeah.
Or
Exactly. Are you prepared
to
fight? Have you conditioned yourself? Have you practiced? You know what I'm saying? Have you went through your training? Proper training. You can't fight without going through training. Boxers fight. They're prepared. I can't fight 12 rounds. I'm not conditionally prepared to fight 12 rounds. You know what I'm saying? But a boxer that trained for months and months and months can go the whole length like a Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying? Same thing in your spiritual fight, man. Are you conditioned to go that extra, go the whole way? Yeah, it's a fixed fight, but you gotta go through some things, you know what I'm saying, be able to have a testimony so that other people can relate to you and know, okay, yeah, this is a real person. He done been through some things. I can trust somebody I've been through. I can trust somebody that's been through something. I can't really trust somebody that's never been through nothing.
No, I can't trust nobody that been through nothing because you don't have no experience. And it ain't like I'm trying to, you know, play you out or throw you to the back burner or whatever the case may be. But you haven't experienced anything. You haven't been through on-the-job training. You know, you can't help me out in this round. You can't give me pointers because you ain't went to school. You ain't got your bachelor's or your doctorate. I need to have somebody that's getting it. At least if you're going to come and rock with me or whatever the case may be, get your associates with God. And it's my own opinion. Step your game up. Your associates should start with praying every day, feeding yourself every day with the word so you can understand what I'm talking about when I say a wise woman build her house but a foolish plucking it down with her own hands. You're going to be looking at me like, hey, Diva Mary Kay, what are you talking about, a wise woman? If you read your Bible, because that's my favorite scripture, Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman build her house but a foolish plucking it down with her own hands.
Right.
If you are wise, that means you rise early with the Lord. You feed yourself with the words with the Lord's word. You cover yourself with the blood. You pray for others. You're a wise woman because you're following God.
Right.
But the foolish plucking it down with her own hands. And
right.
When I say, you know, and I like that I just said that scripture, Proverbs 14:1. Shout out to the 469 checking in. We talking about friendship on this week. But, you know, the question is, are you a friend of God or are you an enemy of God? And I didn't know that you can be an enemy of God by living in the world until, you know, I started to read my word. But, going back to Proverbs 14:1, a wise woman build her house, meaning that she rise early with the Lord and praise him, but a foolish plucking it down with her own hands. I was just talking about back in the day when I used to be going to the clubs, getting hair done, nails done, everything done. I'm getting all jazzed up to go to the club, sweat my hair out, sweat my dress out, my feet hurting in my pumps, getting drunk, and probably dipping off with some dude, and he checking out of me at 12 the next day. But when it comes to praising the Lord, why I can't get fancy to praise him as well? And Mitch, God bless him, he was just saying, like, you know, they say, God say, come as you are. You ain't come as you are to the club. You ain't come as you are to the house party. You know, you ain't just wear no regular jeans to the club. You tried on 5 or 6 pairs of jeans looking at your butt about 20, 30 different times to make sure it had that cuff. You know, those two cuffs.
Right, make sure that pants had, yeah.
Yeah, you put the girdle on. You got
the shoes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Make sure them shoes make that butt lift up.
Yeah.
You got the body magic sucking everything in. Like, I want to make sure, you know, my back end. I want to make sure, like, I got a natural arch. But when it comes to going to the house of God, and a lot of people, Mitch, are disconnected with that. They think that they don't have to go to the church to, you know, to get the word of God. Ain't nothing wrong with praising the Lord in your house. There's nothing wrong with watching your little shows or listening to your tapes. But realize that the church was established for you to go to. The church came before the TV. The church came before the tapes. The church came before online. The church came before the spiritual feeding.
Right.
I was reading Daily Bread one time, and this man came home from work. He stood at the front door. He said, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner? And he didn't get no response from his wife. And then he stepped in the living room. He said, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner? He still didn't get no response for her. So he went all up in the kitchen with his attitude like, baby, I'm home. I said it. I'm home. What's for dinner? She said, for the third time, I heard you, and chicken is for dinner. But I'm saying that to say this. He had to get closer to her for him to hear her. He couldn't hear her, and he was all the way at the front door. How he going to hear her, and he at the front door, and she in the kitchen? She trying to tell him, welcome home, baby. I'm chicken for dinner. I done dipped it up for you. But I say that is, in order for you to get the word and hear God, to hear God, you have to go to the house of God. And it may take for you to have to visit a couple of houses of God, because I had to, too. I had to visit a couple of times to see what stuck with me in my spirit. because a lot of people, they be like, oh, I don't like that church, this, this, and this, and this, and that, so forth. But the only reason why you go to church is to get the word of God. You don't go to church to see the mothers in their nice hats and they all flashy with they I call them one-on-one shoes, because a mother can school you on some real dress shoes. Y'all talk about Jimmy Choo shoes and stuff. Go to the church and look at the mother's shoes. They rocking out hard. They walking out hard, but they come, you know, they come to the church. The only thing, you don't go for to see how cute the pastor is and see what car the pastor or what the deacon driving. Let me tell y'all something. The pastor is the tool. He is a tool. He is only to be used to preach and teach the word of God. If you didn't get it when you went that Sunday, go back next Sunday. If you didn't get it then, go back again. The pastor, you're not there to get special privileges and special recognition because you decided to come to church. You came to church to get the word of God and the word of God only. And if you ain't getting it from that church, go somewhere else. That's point blank, period. We got and the mothers and fathers, take control of your home. Take control of those kids. Because in a relationship, the only person you have control over is yourself. But as far as the children, you lead the children to the house of God. You want them kids to be protected. You want them kids to have a friendship with the Lord, man.
Right.
Give them something that you didn't have and that you trying to gain now. Because they got plenty of years because they're young, they're the youth. So wouldn't it be great to raise them up with Bible principles? With good characters, man. I'm telling you, it's some great characteristics in that Bible, and it's still stuff that we would never know. You know, the most ordained deacon and ordained pastor don't know everything in the Bible, and that's real talk. You know, it's so important for us to go to the church because we need to have a friendship with God, a loving friendship. You got to fall in love with God. How deep is your faith? Is it ankle deep? Is it knee deep? Is it waist deep? Or are you head over heels in love with the Lord? Because ain't nothing wrong with praising him, because I'm praising him in my pumps this morning.
Right.
Good
right.
morning, West Coast, and good afternoon, East Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, Mitch, it's such a blessing, man.
Hey, man. You know, I was on Twitter yesterday, and one of my Twitter buddies hit me. She's like, man, Mitch, thank you for, you know, retweeting that Deacon Mary Kay. That's what I needed. You know what I'm saying? So you're definitely doing your thing. You're a tool yourself, you know what I'm saying, letting God use you and touching lives, you know what I'm saying? People need this stuff.
I'm just so thankful to humble myself. Humility, just being humble, because, Mitch, you know, we had a short conversation. I was telling you, my name is Ebony. If it ain't about Ebony, it ain't about nothing. And I had to fall down all the way on my face. I had put my best friend to the back burner. I had to fall down and, you know, end up in a shelter with me and my six-year-old. And the only thing that I took with me was two bags of clothes and this woman's Bible right here. And the crazy thing about it, I had this Bible 2 years before I started to apply it.
Yeah.
I had the help. I had the basic instructions. You know, and those who listen and tuning in, I encourage everyone, I mean everyone, to get you a personal Bible. You know, go to Barnes & Noble, make it a nice little event, because Barnes & Noble is nice when you go up in there. They fancy in Barnes & Noble. They got coffee and everything. They fancy in there. Like, they invite you, like, come sit with us.
Come hang with us.
Yeah, come hang with us. And it's nice.
And
you,
same
and you
thing
can
God do, too. Same thing.
Yeah.
He said, come inside me, come taste me. You be like, oh, I like it here. It's peace.
It's peace.
Peace inside me.
Yes, it's peace. The peace is inside me. You know, and how wonderful it is to come into the house of the Lord. I don't know no church. Can nobody tell me they went into a church thus far and they didn't get a sense of peace, like you got relaxed, like a small mist, like you broke a sweat, like you was relieved, like, I've been running this 100-mile race for years.
Right.
And as soon as you walk through that door, something happened to you. You want to know what that is? That was the love of God.
Right.
That was the love of God saying, come on in my house. I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting for you to come here. I've been waiting for the worship. And I say this, and I'm going to say this on every show. God only asks you for 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and some change. And you doing the right thing now by tuning in and listening, getting your spiritual feeding. Because y'all don't know what God has done for none of us. I definitely want to hear your opinions. I want to hear your testimony. I want you to come and pray with me. I want you to talk on the topic. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you don't know. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and I'm getting my praise on and my pumps this morning. That was your girl, Kira Sheed, and when you don't know, that's a nice cut right there. Mitch, you like that cut right there?
Yeah, that's my joint. As soon as that beat came on, my head started nodding like, yeah,
that's my joint. That's definitely a high one. I like that one. That's definitely something, ain't it? You know, I like how gospel music, I have nothing against, you know, traditional gospel music, but you know, I like it how the new school is doing it,
right.
and getting those hot beats, and it got
right.
me rocking like, ow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great how, you know, God is moving, man. God moving, even though the word don't change, but God keeps up with the times, man.
Right.
He do. And that's another thing I'm going to start doing. And, you know, if you listen in, you're live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, we getting a spiritual feeding on. Those who do gospel and gospel music and gospel rap, holler at me. Holler at me at DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com. Again, that's DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com. Holler at me. I definitely want to listen to your music so I can start playing your music on the show, too. I do Frontline Fridays where we...
That's good.
play
the
music.
I got some folks that'll holler at you too, man. That do it. That's real dope.
Fantastic, fantastic. Send them along so we can get them on board because, you know, I got a whole arsenal. I'm a music person. I got a whole arsenal of music, but I definitely want to get those who up and coming in the game who already established. I want to do it, you know, with the gospel, I mean, with the spiritual aspect as well as with the, you know,
hard.
The hip-hop. Yeah, and they go hard. I know some, I know a couple of people, but definitely tell them to holler at me so I can play their music on the show, man. It's love all around the board, whether it's personal, spiritual, or professional, like we getting it in.
Right.
That's definitely a blessing. I'm so glad that we're talking about friendship on today because after yesterday's show, I mean, Mitch, I went and evaluated my friends. I looked at the
group. You're not supposed to judge, but that's how you judge who needs to be around you. You know what I'm saying? You got to evaluate who got your best interest. That's what you judge every day. You judge what you eat every day. You judge who you hang around every day. You judge what kind of job you want to work at. You got to. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you. You know, if you didn't, you allow anything and everybody in your life. They ain't supposed to be there.
And you know how a lot of people say, you know, I'm not a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person. Let me tell you something. Yes, you are, because every day you wake up at the same time.
Right.
You go to work at the same time.
Take
you feed
shower,
and beat the kids at the same time. You take a shower. Hopefully you're taking a shower every day and you know, getting that body clean. And, you know, you go to sleep at the same time. You know, you watch a particular show at the same time. It's getting into custom. It's a religious thing. Religiously, you do this. So, you know, you can't say that you're not a religious person because religiously you do this verbatim every day. It's a system for you. And, you know, why not start to feed your spirits? Because a lot of our spirits is toe down. We feel like we ain't got no friends. We feel like everybody is against us. We feel our family done did us wrong. Our men and our mates done did us wrong. That's because you're seeking the wrong friendship. You haven't evaluated them.
Right.
It's so important, man. And, you know, and even with me making new friendships personally and professionally, I'm starting to evaluate the people according to the word.
Right.
You know, with the people who call yourself your friend, and I think one of the most the things that stuck out to me, Mitch, is, you know, with your friend spiritually witness with you, does your friend bring to the relationship some spiritual uplifting? That's what held me. That's what got me. That's what I'm sticking with. You know, and I think that's so important. Is a friend that'll help you up when you knock down by the storms of life.
Right.
You know, it's so important, man. And you know, a friend gonna sit close to you like you're a brother, and a friend gonna follow you where you go.
Right.
Follow you and support you.
Right.
They're not going to turn on you. Just like, you know, if I'm rocking with Mitch or whatever the case may be, and, you know, AKA new nigga come along and say, oh, I know him. He ain't real. He's shady.
Right.
He a snake.
Right.
He this.
Right.
He ain't rocking with us. He ain't getting down like us. He ain't riding like us. And what you think, I'm going to just ride with them? I don't think
right.
so because... What Mitch has shown me is that he's consistent, that he loves God first, and that he will witness and worship with me, that
right.
he's consistent, and that he support me in my endeavors because he know I'm doing something positive, and he letting other people know about me.
Right.
What did you do besides knock Mitch down?
Right.
Let's look about it. I mean, let's look at the situation. So many times we let the devil, which they call their friends, they disguise as friends, and you don't know if they ain't your friend
right.
because you ain't sent them through the screening process.
Right.
Give your friends the application. Yeah, say it, Mitch.
Yeah, like Jobs doing, and then give them a 90-day probation period. Make sure they who they say they are. Before they can reap the benefits.
Mm. before you can reap any benefit of out of this state as this. I like that because, you know, I feel like I'm a job. You get my telephone number, you get to meet me, you get my telephone number. That's the application. My phone number is the application. When we sit down and talk, that's the interview. After the interview, I could decide if I want to let you work. You're going to be temping for a whole year, 365 days, because I got profile cards on everybody.
Right.
Because I meet a lot of people. I'm always networking. I don't want to forget somebody. But after that year, and I look at, you know, your performance from the company, have you been a friend? Have you stayed close to me like a brother? You know, did you come and intercess when the troubles time? Was you my intercessor when troubles surround me, man? You know, was you always there for the good times and the bad times? You know, will you hurt me with the truth? Will you tell me what I need to hear rather than what I want to hear? You know, have you brought out the best in me? Are you there to help me when the storms of life knock me down? I'm looking at all these things as a friend, and after that, I say, you know what? You have done all of this. You have been consistent. You have been faithful, and I have been faithful to you as well. It's a two-way street, y'all. I have been faithful to you as well. How would you like to be a partner in my company? How would you like to take partnership in what I'm doing? You my partner now. That meaning I was already breaking bread with you. I was already doing things with you. In the midst of the situation, I was already doing them things. But are you doing it now?
Right.
Now I'm ready to eat with you. Now I'm ready to ride with you on this holy war. Come on, let me check your armor and make sure ain't no holes or punctures in it.
Exactly.
Each one teach one, man.
Real. You got it. That's it right there. You need to understand that there. Maybe it'll be all right. Once you understand the purpose, that's what it's just a lack of knowing your purpose and your worth, and people just settle for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So, they will settle for anything because they're so busy trying to keep up with the Joneses. Keeping up with the Joneses will keep you broke.
What's up?
And a lot of us are already broke.
And
so what, you going to be broken?
Broken
if you broke... Yeah, if you broke, you should be looking for a way to fix it. If it's broke, please fix it. Fix it. And God can fix that for you. I can't, you know, I'm not saying I got the most money in the world and, you know, I'm sitting on stacks everywhere, but I don't have no more room to be broke. I don't have no more room to lose no more money. And, and not even just that, by selling myself out to the world, I did that. I've been there, Mitch. I already sold my soul. You know, I already hit rock bottom or whatever the case may be. I got so low that it ain't no way for me to go up. I don't look back.
Right.
I may reflect back over my past. I can reflect, but I remember what happened in my past that made me who I am and got me to where I am today.
All right.
Be clear.
Yo, Diva Mary Kay, I'm a holler at you. I'm about to go take care
no
of your
problem.
Business. I had to call in and show my support, man. It's, you know, I'm rocking with you for sure.
I thank you for calling in and showing your support. Father God, cover my brother Mitch. Let no weapons be formed against him. Shall not prosper, shall not work. Give him traveling mercies to his destination and back. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Appreciate you. Love you. Have a good
enjoy
one.
Enjoy the rest of your
life.
Oh, man, that was just such a blessing that Mitch came through to witness with me this morning. You can come and witness with me, too. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're talking about friendship on today, how important it is to have a friend. You got a friend in Jesus. You definitely got a friend in Jesus. He definitely rocking with you. He definitely not going to turn his back on you. And that's what it's all about, man. You know, you got to always remember the regardless of the experience in life. You know, God's word is true, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, know that he considers you a friend. You know, a friendship with the Lord, you know, cannot compare to a friendship with any man and woman. People can sit there and say how much they love you, how much they care for you. They your friend. They rocking with you. Oh, Diva Mary Kay, I love you. Trust me in this, this, and this, and that. But the only person, the true person you can put your trust in is God. I got to give a shout-out to Miss Hargrove for the OG coffee and the OG tea. I mean, it's so great. Lots of energy. Lots of prosperity. It's so good. Y'all want to start feeding yourself and more, first of all, more healthy. You got to get healthy. Because if you don't get healthy, then you're going to have a serious, serious problem later when you get older. And you don't want to be to the point where you can't take care of yourself in your older age and you got to depend on somebody else to take care of you. Because there's a lot of evil people out there. And you want to go to her website, mhargrove.organogold.com, and get you some of this OG coffee. Get you some of this OG tea. Again, that's M Hargrove, that's mhargrove.organogold.com. Or you can reach her at 973-674-6560. That's 973-674-6560 to get you some of this organo coffee, this organo tea. They got the latte, they got the black coffee, they got the organo gold tea, and they also got the organo gold cocoa. And that's great. You know, now that we're getting these cold days, we in the harvest season. We in the cold season. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get you some organo gold coffee or tea or whatever that you like, because they got everything that you need so you can continue to stay healthy as you grow older and wiser in the word first and grow older in this world, because, you know, we come from a baby state, and we're going back to it as we get older. Now, as far as with, you know, having the final answer, when somebody asks you who you love, the first thing you should say is, I love the Lord. I love Jesus. This is how we can apply this, you know, and you got to think about it. You know, the question I want to ask, are you still partying with the world on Saturday and, you know, praising God on Sunday? Ask yourself that. Am I still partying on Saturday and praising God on Sunday? You got to ask yourself what kind of world, what the world has to offer that is so much fun that you have to have it and can't turn your back on it. What is it that you're doing within the world that you got to have it and you can't turn your back on it? What's going on that's holding you on to the world? What is it in the world that is worth you being considered an enemy of the Lord? What is holding you to this world, these worldly things, these worldly lusts, these worldly possessions? What's holding you to the world that's going to make you an enemy of the Lord? Now, you better rest assured that turning away from your friendship with the world to live with Christ doesn't mean that you will stop enjoying life. You know, just because you turn your life over to God don't mean things going to get boring. Don't mean you're going to be miserable. Don't mean you're going to be hurt and starving and broke. You know, it means that you will finally start enjoying it. Once you start to reach and start working to give your life over to God, that's when you start enjoying life for real. If you want your kids to have a better education, turn your life over to God. If you want to have a better job, if you want to be able to afford school, turn your life over to God. If you want a nice house, a nice car, you want your business to be better than what it is, turn your life over to God. Give it to the Lord. Don't despise the chastening of the Lord, man. God chased you all this time, no matter what age you're in, whether you're 28, you're 68, you're 108, God changed your life. He spared you each and every day. You didn't give yourself life every day. Let's think about that. Did we give ourselves life every day? Did we wake ourselves up this morning? Did you? Because I know you didn't. I definitely got to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. I want to give a shout-out to Genius. I definitely want to give a shout-out to Tay Black. I want to give a shout-out to Jitta Fingers, 83, Maxi Queen, Young Swiss, CEO, Sanity Girls. Oh, and I definitely want to give a big diva shout-out to Miss Jay Bling. I see you. Definitely want to give a shout-out to Mitch from Jazzy Management. He was on the show this morning. I bless him. I definitely want to give A shout out to lovely Lady Q. Who else? Giving all my Twitter shout outs and all my Twitter love who rocking with me. And definitely want to give a shout out to YDOT as well. Make sure you get on your grind and take care of your business, baby. I want to give a shout out to Sunshine Neek 101. Much love for you. Who else I want to give a shout out? And to Miss Nira and Miss Katrina Lynn and Miss Nyla Renee. Yes, definitely want to give a shout out. And I also want to give a shout out to my son, Makai Sherrod. Makai is going to do something so special for us this morning. And you know we play music all the time, but Makai is going to sing us a song this morning live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Here, come here, love. You ready? You ready to worship the Lord?
Yes.
You ready to show the kids how to worship the Lord as well?
Yes.
Do you love God?
Yes.
Do you love Him?
Yes.
All right, let's get this song going. Come here.
If you have a dollar, give it in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless you today. If you have a dollar, give it in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless you today. God wake you up early in the morning. He will bless you today. God, the mighty God, He will nothing.
You going?
He are a mighty God today.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Makai. A round of applause for you, Makai. Wow. God is so good. If you got a dollar, give it in Jesus' name. The Lord will bless you today. He is a mighty God. And look how wonderful it is that we can incorporate the kids to let them know how good God is. God is so good, and I'm so thankful that my son loves Jesus and he loves God the way that he do, and he is ready to worship and sing for the Lord. It's so important. It's so, so, so important. I mean, let's think about it.
Mommy.
How great is that? Yes, love.
If you have a dollar, give it in Jesus' name. I kind of got that part from my church.
And you got it from your church school. That's right. He's right about that. He got that song for his church school, and he walk around this house singing that song religiously. And ain't it good that, you know, that the kids can have the Spirit of God in them? To walk around singing the Lord's praises. Do you know how proud God is of him right now? It's so wonderful. I'm so thankful. I'm just thankful that God is continuing to work in my life, and especially over my son. You know, and the good thing about it is he has a friendship with God. You know, he has to grow older. He's 8 years old, but he has to grow older in this world. And he's going to grow older in this world, but he's going to be faced with the question, you know, what's so important and what's holding on to you in this world that's causing you to be an enemy of God? Like, seriously. And just because you turn your life over to Christ doesn't mean that things get born and get worse, or your life get better. I'm here to tell you, your life get better. Your personal life get better. Your professional life get better. Your spirit get better. My life has took a whole 360 times two since I really started giving it to the Lord. I'm so thankful. I'm so, so thankful. You getting your spiritual feeding on this morning and this afternoon. If y'all, and I know y'all learning, and I know y'all getting the word, and y'all, and it's so good. I'm just glad that y'all took this hour out, you know, to listen. Because you could have been anywhere in the world, but you with me right now, rocking. All my divas praising in their pumps. All my brothers praising in their gators. Getting it there. It don't matter if you got pumps or gators on. You can be in your house robe. You can be in the house. The kids running around and getting crazy. But that's all right, because you're devoting your time to the Lord. you are devoting your time to the Lord. And that's what it's about. Because you got to give it over to God. No matter how long we run in these streets, at the end of the day, we're going to give it. The storm is over now, y'all. Give y'all life to God and know the storm is over. Let's go, man. You guys, it has been a great show. We was talking about friendship on today. I have to give a shout out to the 973, the 646, the 693, the 201, the 323 for checking in the building. Want to give a shout out to Jamie Online, always checking in. And I just want to pray over the show before we get out of here, because we were talking about having a friend in Jesus, man. If you're a friend of the world, you're a friend of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy. Father God, I thank you for bringing me into the knowledge of your word that tells me that being a friend of the world denounce my friendship with you, Lord. Father God, I will boldly and declare my friendship with you, Lord, regardless of what the world may say. Now that I know the truth, give me the strength I would need to turn away from the friendship the world offers, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, God. I love you, Jesus, my Lord and my friend. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You guys be blessed. Always keep God first, family second, and career third. And that's what it's all about. You know, make the decision to think about what's keeping you tied in the world to making you an enemy of God. If you chasing no worldly things and you putting God to the back burner, you his enemy. You have no friends in the world. They are not your friends. They don't love you like God is going to love you. So thankful. And I'm so glad that we got that knowledge on today to know. If we are friend of the world, we are enemy of God. He created this world. I'm so thank you. God has been good. God has been great. And I continue to say I love him. God, cover the whole world with the blood right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Y'all be blessed, y'all.